It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more info on them at carolinachamber.org. Get more on the town of Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov. Town Board has a budget retreat coming up next week, Monday, 3 p.m. in Town Hall, and we are joined on the phone by the Mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, to talk about that and more. Mayor, how are you this day?
I am doing well, Aaron, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So, budget retreat coming up. I know the town has already been talking a little bit about the budget plan as we start to get officially into budget season. What have you talked about so far? What have you heard from members of the public about what they want to see and what's coming up on Monday?
Well, Monday really is the start of the season. We usually pass our budgets in June. So we have just over this past weekend looked at a very, very first pass of our budget. And probably it's worth just doing a quick overview for Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
We're a small town of about 7,500 people. And really general terms, we have sort of two major budget divisions. One is what I'll call the general budget, which is all the local government. That's about 60% funded by property taxes, about 20% by sales tax. But it's all those things that are police and planning and support for the board, all those things that come under our general budget. And then we have the enterprise budget, which is essentially our water sewer utility and our stormwater utility. And those are all funded exclusively by the fees that we charge customers. And so the general budget is about $11 million. The utility budget is about $12 million. So we're, about $23 million or so is what our entire budget is looking like. Most of what we hear, people are concerned about where their tax money goes, wondering if they're going to get a tax rate increase or not. And certainly we have tried to avoid a tax rate increase. It's really too early to say for sure. What we're probably going to look at is a couple of options. But if it's all possible, we want to make sure that there's not a rate increase if we can do this. So the other thing is, is there going to be a water and sewer fee increase? And we already are on a kind of a trajectory to do some regular increases over the next few years, and those have been described. One thing I'm most proud of about Hillsborough is that we have a multi-year budget. We're one of the very few communities that do this. I don't know why other people don't do it. I can't imagine planning without it. But we do have this multi-year budget. So we look at what's the consequences of what we do now, not just for the coming year, but what happens 3 years out? What things do we set in motion? What can we expect for the future? So the with these different budgets, we know with the wastewater treatment plant, we've got the new reservoir under construction. We know that the water and sewer, it's entirely, making sure that we pay as we go, including paying for the debt for these things so we can stretch out those payments. But we know it is a very expensive system. Nobody's making money on it. It's just what it costs. And how can we make sure that we're running it efficiently and effectively and keeping the cost increases, at a minimum while we're still providing very, very high quality water and making sure that we're providing value in the long run, that we're keeping up with the infrastructure on the utility side. And the general budget, we're, again, trying to make sure that we're being efficient and effective. And how do we support just the general functions of government, particularly planning, particularly police. Police is generally about 40% of the budget. So that's a quick overview of kind of where we are. We know there's a lot of places just most of all those budgets are pretty much on automatic pilot, and so there's not a lot of wiggle room. We don't think we're going to be adding a lot of new things. There's a number of both capital infrastructure things we'd like to do. We really desperately need a new public works facility. There have kind of a shed in a flood zone, and we really need a roof over their heads. We certainly need a new police department. and there are other sort of capital expenses that we need to do. We also know that we, you know, have a lot of demand with more people moving into town, a huge demand on just services, and we need some more personnel. And we're just not going to be able to do very many of those things. And so most of what our retreat is going to be about is how we're going to balance out what it is that we need to do to ensure the kind of long-term viability and support and good value for the cost of government. I don't think we're going to be looking at a whole lot of new projects like new parks or those kinds of things in the upcoming budget cycle.
And what kind of goes into that decision process? Because I know we've talked about the kind of the big ticket items. You mentioned the water treatment plant, the reservoir, police you mentioned as being a big driver of the budget, and that's not something that can be cut easily, obviously. I know other municipalities have talked about the cost of health benefits for employees, which are constantly going up, and none of those things can go away or be cut or mitigated. So that raises a lot of really difficult questions that need to be answered about, okay, where is the wiggle room? How do you begin to make those decisions?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. One of those costs, I think you nailed it, Eric. One of the costs is for health insurance, and particularly also the just how liability for retirement is accounted for. And that goes up significantly. That gives us a lot less playing room in terms of what we're able to, the money that we need to hold on to so that we make sure that we have those liabilities covered. So that's at the budget retreat, the town manager has a list and some priorities of what are the personnel that we would most want to higher if we had some additional dollars. What are the capital projects that we'd like to do? Again, most of those things are going to be focused on how do we build the town capacity. How do we preserve the town capacity to continue to do a good job for local government? Some of those things are going to be somewhat opportunistic. We've learned that we might be able to get a grant for some stormwater events. Might have some, sometimes a police grant or something. We just got even a small grant to help fund for another canine. That always helps. So I think what we're going to be doing is looking at kind of what are the needs, and then kind of what are the priorities, and then when money gets freed up, what might we be able to do with it so we keep investing in our, what I'll call it, our town infrastructure, so it's resilient and sustainable for a long time. We don't necessarily need to make all those decisions in this particular budget cycle. Sometimes just having the whole discussion and priorities, so maybe next fall, if we find out that revenues are coming in a little bit better, are some of the expenses that we had to make sure that we were prepared for don't end up being nearly as expensive, then we can sometimes then move on some of these items when we have a plan to go forward. And again, that's the value of having a multi-year plan.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website for more information on town government, including the budget discussion. Next week's budget retreat is going to be 3 p.m. on Monday the 25th, so a week from today in Hillsborough Town Hall. What are you looking to hear from members of the public on? How can residents weigh in a way that can help you make some of these decisions going forward?
Well, certainly the budget meeting is an open meeting, but I'm not sure that it's a meeting that residents will necessarily want to attend. They're certainly to attend. We do have one, if not two, public hearings that will be scheduled. Generally, I think those get scheduled in May when we're a little bit further along. And we've got some of the numbers nailed down. Again, we start pretty early, some of the numbers are evolving. We just got our audit from 2017-18, just in the last couple of weeks. And so that's the best time for the public. When we clearly have a statement that's been put out, people can read the manager's report closer to when we publish the budget and when we have those public hearings. We would really, you know, like to hear from people about what the priorities are. And the other thing is some of these budget priorities are things, you know, that we're carrying the information that we have year round. And so anytime a member of the public wants to talk with their local officials, I encourage people to do so. These are the things that are important to us. Sometimes budget things, you know, or might be years in advance, but it's really about planting the seeds about, you know, these are things that we think is important. We think that parks are important, or we think that taking care of infrastructure is important, or we think our police department is important. That kind of feedback is always welcome and is something, if it's not even necessarily finance directly related, is still something that we try to take into account when we're having very specific budget discussions.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Next week's budget retreat is going to be Monday the 25th, 3 p.m. in Town Hall. Other things coming up in Hillsborough, other things on your mind that people ought to know about?
Yes, we've got, springtime is just such a nice time to be in Hillsborough. What I have noticed is that the blooms are starting to happen as they are in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough. So Riverwalk, suddenly the trees are just starting to begin to leaf out a little bit. People are sitting outdoors at the restaurants. It's amazing how much music is happening in this town. So, I came out of a meeting with a young person who's really interested in creating events. And, it's just Hillsborough is just a great place to just come up for a day trip. So anytime it's a sunny day, even if it's a rainy day, it's really a lot of fun just to come, particularly come downtown. And walk around the historic district, walk in Riverwalk, enjoy some of the restaurants. We do have the new crosswalks that are going in, so it takes a few minutes to sometimes get through town for the next week or two. But I'm actually downtown and kind of looking at the area now, and people have been able to get through okay, so it's running pretty smoothly.
Awesome. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings in town. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.